Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. The Canticas de Santa Maria are what a 2015 FI Records release calls a unique medieval monument. The Canticas de Santa Maria, a collection of over 400 Marian devotional songs compiled sometime in the middle to late 13th century at the court of Alfonso X, is monumental in size. The sheer number of pieces contained in the collection is impressive. And Alfonso's Canticas de Santa Maria are unique for the vernacular language in which they are written, Galician Portuguese. The collection is also unique in terms of its musical notation. See, many other 13th century cantigas survive only as poetic texts. However, the Canticas de Santa Maria manuscripts specify not only the pitches to which the texts are to be sung, but also provide rhythmic indications with relative lengths of notes. Granted, the melodic and rhythmic notation looks very different than today's music, so much is open to interpretation, not to mention questions of style and ornamentation. There are entire institutes, websites, and databases devoted to the understanding and exploration of the Canticas de Santa Maria, and there are certainly plenty of recordings that tantalize listeners with quite varied renditions. More often than not, the issues of instrumentation and orchestration are what differentiate the numerous recordings from one another. The 13th century Cantica de Santa Maria manuscript is richly illuminated, depicting, among other things, musicians playing popular instruments of the day. The illustrations give us an idea of what instruments may have been in use at the time and provide a sort of loose guide as to the kinds of instruments appropriate for the Cantica repertory. Here's a track that displays the choice of instruments used in this recording. Soprano and director Hanna Blazikova plays various harps. Barbara Kabakova, also a soprano, doubles on the harp and psaltery. And Marguerite Jubelacher plays an instrument called dulce melos, which is essentially a keyed hammered dulcimer. Martin Novak joins with various percussion instruments. Here's an instrumental bit from Cantiga No. 1, played with harp, psaltery, percussion, and dulce melos. In comparison to a lot of other recordings, the one we're hearing today uses instruments sparingly, often leaving them out altogether. I enjoy the simplicity of it. These ancient melodies, undisturbed by instrumental improvisations or ornamentation that in other recordings sometimes prove too eager or too excessive. Here's a track without any added instrumental color. Two solo voices give a beautiful reading of Cantiga 281. The melody is supported here with a sort of free organum underneath. There are two types of cantigas in the collection, lyrical and narrative. The Cantigas de Miracles tell of the miracles of the Virgin Mary, while the Cantigas de Lourdes are hymns of praise to her. This CD closes with the short Cantiga de Miracle number 166, which tells of the miraculous healing of a disabled man at Salas. The CD we've been hearing on the podcast was recorded in Prague at, get this, the Church of Our Lady Beneath the Chain at the End of the Bridge. A church that, no doubt, with a name like that, has its own interesting history and legend. If you've enjoyed hearing from this recording and would like to know more about it, you'll find a link on our website. Just visit harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, have a look at our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and visit our online shop where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.